Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor Avram Goldhari, and today Maseches Ksubos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, the 13th Perek Shnei Dayanei. The Zichu Maseches Ksubos program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachzachas Torah. So the three we're going to focus on are one. Rabbi Zera holds that three psukim in Shir Hashim represent Shalosh Shavuos, three oaths that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to keep the Jewish people in Galus among the nations until the final redemption. One is that he was Meshpia of the Jewish people, should not go up to Eretz Yisrael in a wall of force. Rashi explains that they should not go to Eretz Yisrael together with a mighty hand. They are permitted to go up as individuals. One is that he was Meshpia of the Jewish people, should not rebel against the nations of the world. And one is that he was Meshpia of the idolaters, not to subjugate the Jewish people more than necessary. The lady said there are six oaths administered, the three just mentioned, plus Shul Yiguas Akates, that the Nevim should not reveal the end, referring to the final redemption, Shul Yerchakuas Akates, that the Jewish people should not distance the end through their sins, and Shul Yigau Hasod Lovdir Kochavim, that they should not reveal the secret to the idolaters. Rashi explains that some say this is the calculation of the lunar cycle, and others say it is Sod Tameh HaTorah, the reasons behind the mitzvahs. Pointing to Rav Anan said, Kol HaKavur BeEretz Yisrael Ki Lo Kavur Tachas Mizbech. Whoever is buried in Eretz Yisrael is considered as if he were buried under the Mizbech. The Mashal explains that he attains Kapara and returns to his source in his pristine state. Melazar said, Mesin Shebuchutz Oretz Einim Chaim. The dead who are buried outside of Eretz Yisrael will not be resurrected. When the Gemara asks if Tzaddikim buried outside of Eretz Yisrael will not be resurrected, Rabbi Elah said, Al Yidei Gilgul, they will be zochet the resurrection through rolling, meaning their bones will roll to Eretz Yisrael and come to life there. When Abba Sal Rabba asked why they should suffer through the rolling, Abaye answered, Mechilos Nasus Lem Bekarka, there will be tunnels formed for the Tzaddikim in the earth. Rashi explains that when they will be resurrected, they will stand on their feet and travel in the tunnels to Eretz Yisrael and then arise out of the ground there. The Gemara continues to teach that Yaakov Avinu asked to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, Shema wa Yizka b'mocholos, for fear that he would not be zochet to get to Eretz Yisrael through the tunnels. Yosef at Tzaddik requested to be buried in Eretz Yisrael as well, out of the same concern. And pointing me through, the Gemara brings numerous statements regarding the miraculous productivity of the land in future times. Rav Chiya bar Yosef said, Asid Eretz Yisrael shetosi guzko os v'koy melas. The soil of Eretz Yisrael is ready to produce ready-made baked goods and fine woolen clothes. It was taught in a brisa, the Pasuk states, He pieces barba arts barosh harim. There will be abundant grain on the earth on the mountaintops. This means that a stalk of wheat is destined to grow up straight like a palm tree until its top is so high that it's level with the mountaintops. If one might say there will be trouble to harvest it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a wind from his storehouses and cause it to blow on the wheat stalk, causing fine flour to fall from it. A person will go out to the field and bring back a palmful to support his entire household. In the future, a kernel of wheat is destined to be as large as the two kidneys of a large ox. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Zera holds that three psukim and Shir Hashirim represent Shalosh Shavuos, three oaths that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to keep the Jewish people in exile among the nations until the final redemption. One is that he was Meshpia of the Jewish people, should not go up to Eretz Yisrael in a wall of force. Rashi explains that they should not go to Eretz Yisrael together with a mighty hand. They are permitted to go up as individuals. One is that he was Meshpia of the Jewish people, should not rebel against the nations of the world. And one is that he was Meshpia of the idolaters, not to subjugate the Jewish people more than necessary. The lady said there are six oaths administered, the three just mentioned, plus Shul Yiguas Akates, that the Nevim should not reveal the end, referring to the final redemption, Shul Yerchakuas Akates, that the Jewish people should not distance the end through their sins, and Shul Yigau Hasod Lovdir Kochavim, that they should not reveal the secret to the idolaters. Rashi explains that some say this is the calculation of the lunar cycle, and others say it is Sod Tameh HaTorah, the reasons behind the mitzvahs. Pointing to Rav Anan said, Kol HaKavur BeEretz Yisrael Ki Lo Kavur Tachas Mizbech. Whoever is buried in Eretz Yisrael is considered as if he were buried under the Mizbech. The Mashal explains that he attains Kapara and returns to his source in his pristine state. Melazar said, Mesin Shebuchutz Oretz Einim Chaim. The dead who are buried outside of Eretz Yisrael will not be resurrected. When the Gemara asks if Tzaddikim buried outside of Eretz Yisrael will not be resurrected, Rabbi Elah said, Al Yidei Gilgul, they will be zochet the resurrection through rolling, meaning their bones will roll to Eretz Yisrael and come to life there. When Abba Sal Rabba asked why they should suffer through the rolling, Abaye answered, Mechilos Nasus Lem Bekarka, there will be tunnels formed for the Tzaddikim in the earth. Rashi explains that when they will be resurrected, they will stand on their feet and travel in the tunnels to Eretz Yisrael and then arise out of the ground there. The Gemara continues to teach that Yaakov Avinu asked to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, Shema wa Yizka b'mocholos, for fear that he would not be zochet to get to Eretz Yisrael through the tunnels. Yosef at Tzaddik requested to be buried in Eretz Yisrael as well, out of the same concern. And point number three, the Gemara brings numerous statements regarding the miraculous productivity of the land in future times. Rav Chiya bar Yosef said, "Asida Eretz Yisrael shetosi gusko os mekoy melis. The soil of Eretz Yisrael is ready to produce ready-made baked goods and fine woolen clothes." It was taught in a brisa. The pasuk states, "He pieces barba arts barosh harim. There will be abundant grain on the earth on the mountaintops." This means that a stalk of wheat is destined to grow up straight like a palm tree until its top is so high that it's level with the mountaintops. If one might say there'll be trouble to harvest it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a wind from his storehouses and cause it to blow on the wheat stalk, causing fine flour to fall from it. A person will go out to the field and bring back a palmful to support his entire household. In the future, a kernel of wheat is destined to be as large as the two kidneys of a large ox. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and our standard siman is a kayak. A kayak, so here goes. The three-oath kayak team that was stuck for years competing in Galus discovered some mysterious subterranean tunnels that led to a land where snacks and life jackets emerged from the ground and stalks of wheat were as tall as mountains. So once again, in slow motion. The three-oath kayak team, that must be Ron Duff, Kuf Yud Aleph. The three-oath kayak team that was stuck for years competing in Galus, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera holds that three psukim and Shir HaShirim represent Shalosh Shavuos, three oaths that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to keep the Jewish people in exile among the nations until the final redemption, and Rabbi Levi holds that there were a total of six. So the three-oath kayak team that was stuck for years competing in Galus discovered some mysterious subterranean tunnels that led to a land, which reminds us that the tzaddikim buried outside of Eretz Yisrael will be zoched to resurrection through rolling, meaning their bones will roll to Eretz Yisrael and come to life there. When Abba Sal Rabba asked why they should suffer through the rolling, Abaye answered, "Mechilos nasus lehem bekarka. There will be tunnels formed for the tzaddikim in the earth." Rashi explains that when they'll be resurrected, they'll stand on their feet and travel in the tunnels to Eretz Yisrael and then arise out of the ground there. So the three-oath kayak team that was stuck for years competing in Galus discovered some mysterious subterranean tunnels that led to a land where snacks and life jackets emerged from the ground and stalks of wheat were as tall as mountains. Which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef said, "Asida Eretz Yisrael shetosi gusko os mekoy melis. The soil of Eretz Yisrael is destined to produce ready-made baked goods and fine woolen clothes." It was taught in a brisa. The pasuk states, "He pieces barba arts barosh harim. There will be abundant grain on the earth on the mountaintops." This means the stalk of wheat is destined to grow up straight like a palm tree until its top is so high it's level with the mountaintops. So once again, the three-oath kayak team that was stuck for years competing in Galus discovered some mysterious subterranean tunnels that led to a land where snacks and life jackets emerged from the ground and stalks of wheat were as tall as mountains. All right, now it's time to go to our four blah bach chazara. Daf Kuf Zayin. So the simmer Daf Kuf Zayin is couscous. So here goes. The wife busy buying couscous. Couscous? That must be more Daf Kuf Zayin. The wife busy buying couscous with the bundles of money her husband left her before going overseas, which reminds us. The Gemara brings Malchokas and Marayim regarding a husband who went overseas and his wife wants to be supported from his estate during his absence. Rav says, "Poskim mizonos le'eshes ish, we provide support for the man's wife out of his property," but Shmuel says we do not. Razvid says Shmuel's reason is that we can say that he deposited bundles of money with her to pay for her support. Rav Papa says Shmuel's reason is that we suspect that he might have told her, "Take your earnings in place of your food." So the wife busy buying couscous with the bundles of money her husband left her before going overseas dropped the boxes when she was informed by one witness that her husband died, letting her get support from his property, but not permitting his heirs to take possession of his estate, which reminds us. Rav Papa explained that a brisa was referring to a case, Sheshama bo shemes be'edachot, where the wife heard that her husband died through the testimony of one witness. She may marry on the strength of one witness and may also receive support, but the sons and daughters may not take their father's possessions on the strength of one aid, nor may they get support. For inheritance to take effect, two aidim are required. So the wife busy buying couscous with the bundles of money her husband left her before going overseas dropped the boxes when she was informed by one witness that her husband died, letting her get support from his property, but not permitting his heirs to take possession of his estate, and making the man who voluntarily supported her during her husband's absence lose hope he'd ever get repaid. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if someone overseas and another person arose and supported his wife in his absence, Chanan says, Ibed es ma'osav, the person has lost his money. But the B'nai Kohanim Gadoyim disagreed with Chanan and said, Yushava kamehotz v'yitol, he may swear how much he spent and collect the amount from the husband. They hold that even though he acted without permission and only prevented a loss, he is entitled to compensation. Rabbi Dos ben Harkin disagreed with him, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Yafa amar Chanan, hiniach ma'osav al keren ha'tzvi. Chanan spoke well, the man placed his money on the horn of a deer, meaning he put his money in a place that would likely be lost. Daf Kuf Ches. So the simmer Daf Kuf Ches is a pickpocket. So here goes. The pickpocket, that must be more Daf Kuf Ches. The pickpocket who paid off the debt of a man he was forbidden to benefit by a neder, which reminds the Gemara brings a mission from the Dorim, which states that if one's forbidden by a neder to derive benefit from his friend may contribute his mux to his shekel for him, pay off his debt, and return his lost property to him. The Gemara asks, well, it's understandable that he may pay his mux to his shekel or return his lost property because he's only doing a mitzvah. How can he pay off his debt when he's benefiting him? Rav Oshi has said that the Tanis Hanan, who holds that prevention of a loss is not considered a tangible benefit. But Rav says that the mission can even be according to the view of the Rabbanan and the Mishnah, who hold the husband must pay the one who supported his wife while he was overseas, because this is a case of Shalava Menas Shalali Froa, where the debtor borrowed on the condition that he doesn't have to repay by a certain date. Rashi explains that since he can delay the payment for as long as he wants, he doesn't gain any real financial benefit through another person paying off his loan. So the pickpocket who paid off the debt of a man he was forbidden to benefit by a neder, using property that he swiped from his sister's meager support, which he did not inherit because he was a male. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishnah meets v'niach banim u'banos. If one died and left behind sons and daughters, when the property of the state is abundant, the sons inherit it and the daughters are supported. But when the property of the state is meager, which Rashi explains is defined by property that's not sufficient to support them, for 12 months, the daughters are supported and the sons go around begging at people's doors. But Admon says, "Bishvil shani zachi psadati, because I'm a male, I was out." So the pickpocket who paid off the debt of a man he was forbidden to benefit by a neder, using property that he swiped from his sister's meager support, which he did not inherit because he was a male, admitted to taking 5 empty jugs and not the 10 jugs of oil that she claimed he took. Which reminds us, Rav explains that the case in the next mission is where a plaintiff said to a defendant, "I have 10 jugs of oil with you," and the defendant denied the entire claim for oil and said, "I only owe you 5 jugs, and I do not owe you the other 5. Admon says that the claim of 10 jugs of oil includes the jugs, and therefore the defendant made a partial admission. And since he's swearing on the remainder of the jugs, he can make him swear on the oil, Aide Gilgo, through the principle of a rolling oath. But the Rabbanan hold that the expression of 10 jugs of oil does not include the jugs, and therefore the defendant is not admitting to him what the plaintiff accused him of. Daf Kuf Tes. So the Simur Daf Kuf Tes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. The Hatzalah member rushing with his kit. Hatzalah member with a kit? That must be one Daf Kuf Tes. The Hatzalah member rushing with his kit to help an aging Kala whose hair turned white, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, HaPosuk Malzah Chasano, if one promised money to his son-in-law as a dowry, Upashu Laharegla, and he defaulted, Teshiv Ad Shetal Bin Rosha, the Chasam may make the Kala sit until her hair turns white, until her father fulfills the pledge. But Admon says she can argue and say, Ilani Pesakti, if I promise you money on my own behalf, it would be understandable that I may be made to wait until my hair turns white. But now that my father was the one who promised it, what can I do? Okanas and Pator, either marry me or release me. So the Hatzal member rushing with his kit to help an aging Kala, whose hair turned white, stopped to calm down and aid on Ashtar, who had been told he had forfeited his right to his field. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one challenges the ownership of a field, but he has signed as a witness on the Shtar, Admon says that this is not to disprove his point, for he can say, Hasheni noakli baharishin kashemenu, I participate in the sale because the second one, referring to the current occupant, is easier for me, and the first one is more difficult to deal with than he. But the Chachamim say, Ibed es suchuso, he has forfeited his right to the field. Rashi explains that signing the shtar is considered an admission that he has no claim to the field. So the Hatzalah member rushing with his kit to help an aging Kala, whose hair turned white, stopped to calm down and aid on a shtar who had been told he had forfeited his right to his field. When someone who just returned from overseas needed to be hydrated after searching for hours unsuccessfully to find the path to his field, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one went overseas and returns to find that the path to his field is lost, meaning that one of his neighbors from the surrounding properties absorbed his path and no one remembers where the path is, Admon says, Yelcho b'ksara, he may go to his field by the shortest route, but the Chachamim say, Yikna lo derech b'mei amano, or Yifrak b'avir, he must either buy for himself a path for 100 amano or else fly through the air to get to his field. Daf Kuf Yud, so the Simur Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. The gold key ceremony, that must be more in Daf Kuf Yud. The gold key ceremony that was held on the Benoni's land of the Baal Chov, who didn't have to relinquish it to his creditor, who owed him the same amount, which reminds us, more brings Malchokas, regarding what happens when two people owe each other the same amount of money, but they lack cash to repay and only have land. Rav Nachman says that they collect their payments from one another, but Rav Shesha says, why should I switch identical bags? Meaning, what's the point of having the same payment go back and forth from one another? Rather, this one stays with his property and that one stays with his property. As part of the explanation of the Malchokas, we learn that Rav Nachman holds that Benoni's land is assessed relative to the debtor's own property, whereas Rav Sheshes holds that it's judged relative to everyone's property in general. So the gold key ceremony that was held on the Beninese land of the Bochov, who didn't have to relinquish it to his creditor, who owed him the same amount, celebrate the extension of the town's mayor's term after his wife rejected his idea to move to a cramped city, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shalosh HaRatzos L'Nisuin, there are three provinces in Eretz Yisrael with respect to marriage, Yehuda, Eber HaYarden, and the Galil. One cannot make his wife move from a town in one province to a town in another province, or from a city in one province to a city in another province, but within the same province, one can make his wife move from town to town or city to city, but not from a town to a city or from a city to a town. The Gemara explains that a wife does not have to move from a town to a city, even though a city has everything in it, because city life is more difficult. So the gold key ceremony that was held on the Beinoni's land of the Balchov, who didn't have to relinquish it to his creditor, who owed him the same amount, celebrated the extension of the town's mayor's term after his wife rejected his idea to move to a cramped city. In spite of his warnings about living outside Eretz Yisrael, it was as if they worshipped idols. Which reminds that we learn, call it Darba Chutzarts Ki Ovido Bodes Kochavim. Whoever lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he worships idols. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf of Machlokas, if clay shards are made from monies from Bedek Abayis or from the Trumas Alishka, that's on daf? Kufav. Good, number 2. Which daf do you mean that one who signed on a shtar of sale has forfeited his right to the field, that's on daf? Kuftes. Good, number 3. Which daf do you mean that in the future the soil of Eretz Yisrael will produce stalks of wheat as tall as mountains, that's on daf? Kafiyadov. Good, number 4. Which daf that one who lives in Chutzlarts is as if he worships idols, that's on daf? Kufyut. Good, number 5. Which daf the Malkokas, if someone claims that another has 10 jugs of oil and the other person only missed the 5 jugs, whether this is a case of modem amixas, that's on daf? Kufches. Good, number 6. Which daf to discuss what is done in a case when two people owe each other the same amount of money and can only pay with land, that's on daf? Kufyut. Good, number 7. Which daf do you learn that there were shalosh or sheish shavuos to keep the Jewish people in Galus? That's on daf. Kufyut off. Good, number 8. Which daf do you learn that one cannot make his wife move from a town to a city because city life is difficult? That's on daf. Kufyut. Good, number 9. Which daf do we discuss who is paid from the Trumas Alishka? That's on daf. Kuvav. Good. Number 10. Which daf of Machlokas is if a father defaults on the money promised as a dowry, whether the chassan can make the kala sit until her hair turns white until he's paid, that's on daf? Kuftes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.